Is Moorish Meg. How you going, Todd?
Yeah, good, Jimbo. Good to be back on board and on this beautiful, glorious day on Whadjuk country.
RTR FM 92.1, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Always good to walk up the stairs. The stairs are getting longer. We need an escalator. I've got to tell the management we need an escalator here. Those stairs are too long.
Well, it's your birthday, so, you know.
So that makes it okay to have the stairs too long.
Well, that might be telling you another story there, Jimbo.
What, I'm not fit? What are you trying to tell me?
You're not getting younger.
Oh, I'm not getting any younger. Dream Out Loud, Troy Cassadale is our guest for the next few weeks, and today we're going to be playing some of his hits. And next week, talking about his latest album, Between the Rivers. Between the Fires, not Rivers. Get it right. And that was Dream Out Loud. His first piece of music came out of 1993, his debut EP. I don't know what an EP means, actually. What is an EP? It's not LP, long play. It's, I don't know, extended play, I think. The first single, Dream Out Loud, was released on 24th of October 1994 and reached number one on the Australian country music charts. His first album, Beyond the Dancing. Yeah, we're talking Troy Cassadale, otherwise known as TCD. Had the pleasure to meet a couple of years ago. a couple of years ago at the airport, sadly, his mother had just passed and had to cancel a few concerts. And, yeah, the big man gave him a big hug, and he remembers that to this day. So the big man, and it's me. Yeah, you've tuned into RTR FM 92.1. Hey, listen, we're not hearing from anybody. 0405921921 is our text line. 0405921921. Hey, tell us why you think he's a good man. What? Tell us why Troy Cassadale is one of your favourite singers. Tell us what your best songs are, because we may be able to play them today. But give us a little buzz. Tell us what you think of Troy Cassadale. I think there's talent there that we probably don't really appreciate. I think he's won 50 golden guitars, isn't he?
Yeah, round about that much.
He's won many awards. Born on the 18th of May 1969 in Surry Hills in Sydney, born to a Maltese Australian father and an Aboriginal mother from the Gumbanga mob and Bundjalung mob, northern New South Wales. So if you don't like Troy Cassadale, well, turn down the volume. If you do, turn it up, because we're playing Troy Cassadale for the next hour. A few songs coming up. What do you reckon about Troy?
No, he's really, I think, really inspirational. And I guess, you know, country music is, you know, talks about those tear-jerking songs. You know, it's lived experiences, challenges, people's ups and downs in life, and, you know, and I think that's what country music is about. And, you know, when you listen to some of the lyrics and the words, you realise that this is a man that's singing and telling stories through music.
Yeah, with a career that continues to inspire and connect. So next week we'll be talking about his latest LP, if you got to call it a record, latest CD, Between the Fires. But today we're going to play some of his earlier hits, some of his later hits, and he did a great song around Charlie Perkins. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
We're going to play it now.
Well, let's listen.
That was all about the Freedom Ride. Now, uni students and Charles, and probably John Moriarty, in years gone by, were just fed up with the racism around New South Wales, and had a whole swag of students jump on the bus. It reminded me of something from the Southern States of America. But, yeah, they took these amazing students on the road. And, yeah, they went to all these places where Koori people, Aboriginal people in New South Wales, were not allowed to enter, not allowed to swim in the public swimming pool, and made history, I suppose, in the work they did. And an amazing time, Freedom Ride. In fact, we saw a big photo of the Freedom Ride and a big banner in Parliament House when we were there last, Tony, you might recall. We weren't supposed to take a photo, but you know what Blackfellas are like, they didn't care. They just pulled the cameras out and put the photos of the Freedom Ride. And Charlie was an amazing person in his own right, probably the first First Nation person to be involved in the political arena in Canberra. Also became a famous soccer player who played soccer in the UK, and John Moriarty and himself were, well, I guess the fathers of the movement around discrimination, having a voice for us, and amazingly, and his family now carry on dynasty of working in the area. Rachel Perkins is a filmmaker. So there, this man that the song is about, Charles Nelson Perkins, AO, usually known as Charlie, was born in the 16th of June 1936 and passed away 19th of October 2000, was an Aboriginal Australian activist, soccer player and administrator. It is claimed he was the first known Indigenous Australian man to graduate in tertiary education, Tony. Wow. He is known for his instigation and organisation of the 1965 Freedom Ride and his key role in advocating for a yes vote. Oh, that reminds me of a yes vote not long ago. In the 1967 Aboriginals referendum, he had a long career as a public servant. So Troy Cassidaly, he's... continues to inspire and collect. So that was from an album not that long ago called Freedom Ride, of course. What else would it be? Freedom exactly. Ride was, Troy Cassidaly. We're talking about Troy today, and of course he'll be our guest on this show next week. And it took a while to get him involved, but he's on tour at the moment and will be performing at the Astor Theatre, just down the road here in Mount Lawley. And I believe there's still tickets available. If there are, don't buy any because I want to. No, you get out and buy them. Troy Cassidaly, one of our better-known entertainers around the country, and great to see him doing this sort of work, but also a new release, Between the Fires, which we'll talk more about next week. But, great to have him on the show. Had him on the show a couple of years ago, but I won't talk about that now. Tell us if you like him. Tell us what you like about him. What songs? 0405 921 921.
And if you can't get to the Astor Theatre, Troy is playing on Friday the 18th of October in Margaret River and Sunday the 20th in Bridgetown. So, you know, there's great opportunities for people to see and go along and listen and support Troy Cassidaly.
Ashram Morley's a regular little text. Hey, Gun. Big shout out to Ash. Look, Ashram Morley, good on you. Rip a song. He likes that some days. Some days is the one off his new album, so he won't play that today. We're going to play that next week, Ash. Thanks for reminding us. But we've got a song here coming up that he collaborates with
Jimmy Barnes.
This is Bird on the Wire. I think it's one of your favourites. But that reminds you of Slim Dusty, eh?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Adam Arby, not a bad voice.
Backs him up, yeah.
Great music, great song, and again, takes you back down memory lane. And
wow. Comes off a triple CD, Troy Cassidaly's greatest hits. TCD, as we refer to him as, he did a stint with the Wiggles. Remember the Wiggles?
Yeah.
He did a stint with them, but he did a lot of fundraising also. He's performed at the Melbourne Cricket Ground with a mob of others raising money for the Victorian bushfire crisis, and also MCG and the Sydney Cricket Ground as well. All the proceeds from the Melbourne concert went to the Red Cross Victorian bushfire relief appeal. So he's not only a rock star, a country music artist, won many awards, but yeah. He's doing a compilation here with Casey Chambers.
What great two songs there. You know, Ramblin' Man and Getaway Car with Casey Chambers. Casey Chambers, born in Mount Gambier and followed her dream into country music. And I was just saying to you, Jimbo, when you look at most of these singers with Troy today, they've sort of all grown up around the same area. You know, sort of made their way towards Tamworth and continued their dream, and you know, had some opportunities in Nashville as well. So, you know, it's just a wonderful legacy that they leave with us, and it takes us down memory lane to think about.
Oh, true.
These,
but what about the guitar work? Tommy Emmanuel.
I tell you what, had your leg shaking there for a while.
Yeah, Ramblin' Man, that had me singing and dancing around the studio. Yeah, as you heard, Troy Cassidaly is. as the our subject matter today, and he'll be live on, not live, there'll be a yarn with him next week on Murich Mag, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. And yeah, I think we like this idea. Last week we played Buried Country and chose a lot of music from our distant past and people who are legends in their own right and initiated a lot of music in First Nation communities. And if you recall, we played even Candy Williams and his song. I think he sang a country song then, but the Williams Country Outcasts, they toured the country actually and playing at various places around the community and doing country music festivals. I think that's when we actually discovered that we had some great talent in our own communities where people would get up and sing a song, like a bit of a talent quest. And Marcia Maguire got up and we talked about it last week. But then somebody texted me because I said, Maguire lady, you know that Maguire girl?
Yeah,
somebody texted and said it was Marcia.
Mm. And it's great to see that our listeners are out there listening to us and providing that feedback to the show as well.
Big shout out to Daryl. Daryl's the one who reminded me because I've got dementia, you know, I forgot the name. Marcia Maguire, she sang the song and way out years ago at Nangara. Some of your listeners might remember Nangara and the country music festivals, and she sang that Roy Orbison song. What was that Roy Orbison song called? Blue Bayou. And I think Marcia Maguire sang it way better than the Big O. Yeah, we're featuring music of Troy Cassidy today here on RTR FM 92.1. Keep it locked if you're enjoying it. Turn me off if you don't enjoy it. But I'm sure you're liking it because there's a range of different types of music. Next week we'll be playing music off of there if he's new set. And he'll be here to talk about it. We're doing Troy Cassidy. So, yes. What else can we do that we... Oh, yes, we've got something here. Let's go. There's more from Troy Cassidy. Yeah, Troy Cassidy, TCD, he'll be on the show today. We're dedicating a few songs to him. Next week there'll be a dedication of his new album, Between the Fires, and he'll be our guest. But that was another Australia Day. Reminds me of a documentary we put together, Tonj.
Yeah, Yokai Australia Day back in 2022.
Hey, people, if you haven't heard before, we applied for Australia Day events money as a joke and got it, and they didn't give us a lot of time. There was a big lead-up to the grants, and we got a significant amount of money 10 days before the event in 22, and, it's Yokai Australia Day. Look up Yokai Healing if you're keen to see about that, because you've probably heard nothing but GWS for the past month. What's GWS?
Yeah, it's genocide.
Footy's over. Yeah, so we're maintaining a bit of AFL. GWS, genocide in the wildflower state. You've heard a lot about that, but this is, we're talking Yokai Australia Day, which appears on Yokai Healing, our website. Have a look at it, because you might find something interesting there, which, I guess is associated with that song there, Troy Cassidy. Australia Day. Another Invasion Day.
Yep.
Another Survival Day. And whichever way you look at it.
And it's coming up soon again, you know. Christmas is around the corner and so will be this event. And we will all be talking again about changing the date and having those conversations far and wide across this country. And, hopefully we can come to some sort of understanding about what this means.
River Boy, his rendition with Shane Howard. Shane Howard of Goanna. Goanna, solid rock. Yeah, features there, and we're going to do another one of Bird on the Wire too, because we've got a acoustic, and we've got one coming up with him and Jimmy Barnes, but that may be a little later. So, look, we've been focused on Troy Cassidy today. Excuse me. Next week, we've got an interview with him, and he's talking about his new album, Between the Fires. And, quite a sad compilation he put together in his mother's house in Grafton. Some of you were listening in a couple of years ago, we did talk to him about the sorrow he was experiencing with the loss of his mother. He's found it pretty difficult to work since, and, tomorrow we'll talk more about that. But keen to hear Bird on the Wire again. Just about finishing the show today, and Bird on the Wire is interesting song, and I like the way Troy does it, but I also like the way he collaborates with Jimmy Barnes. What do you reckon?
Yeah, no, it's a really good version too, Jim, and I think it's one that our listeners will really enjoy. And I just also want to remind people out there that Troy will be in Margaret River on Friday the 18th of October and Saturday the 9th of October at the Astor Theatre, just around over the road here, and Sunday the 20th of October in Bridgetown. So please get along, support one of Australia's great talents in country music, Troy Cassidaly, back on the road after Sorry Business.
Yeah, this is RTR FM, Murich Mag, Ton Jen, Jimbo. Let's go to that song, Live in Bird on a Wire. Ah, Bird on a Wire, just love that song. Especially when he does it on his own, and it's a nice acoustic version, but there he goes with another star of rock and roll in this country, Jimmy Barnes from X Cold Chisel. Oh, they're revising their act too, aren't they? They're travelling the country again.
No, I think at the moment I think Jimmy's been pretty unwell and out of hospital, and I hope that he's on the road to recovery and that his health gets back into good condition. And I think he's done enough for our country.
Well, true. I mean, like Troy Cassidaly, who we featured today and will do tomorrow, next week, TCD. We played some of his greatest hit numbers today, including Freedom Ride and his first song that he recorded back in 94, Dream Out Loud. But there it is with Jimmy Barnes. You're right. Yeah, he's been holding off on doing some public work. And I think, like Troy Cassidaly, they're doing some fundraising for some major issue. I mean, as with Troy, it was a bushfire relief fund, both at the Sydney Cricket Ground and the Melbourne Cricket Ground. And yeah, Jimmy's been doing much the same and probably quieting down a bit now. Look, you've been tuned in to RTR FM 92.1, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Next week, Tony and I are away, but we've got a show all ready to roll, with courtesy of a brilliant person on the panel over here. Who's been helping us out and doing some work with us. Yeah.
Great work. Really, really grateful to have people like our man behind the controls here that's helping us. And he's actually going, shame, I don't know why, Jim.
What's he going red for?
I don't know. We'll speak to our listeners next week.
News is coming up, so we'll say goodbye from Murich Mag.